Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. It's time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
Wake up, everybody. This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker on RepublicBroadcasting.org. This is July 12th, 2009. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And I wish to thank the new listeners from England. We don't have a lot, but we have them, and they're with the troops, are with the Stars and Stripes, and plus our regular listeners. I wanted to make a little point about Obama making a comment on his last trip here in the past few days. Quote, the West did not alone win the Cold War, unquote. And then he gave an apology for the fact that we were involved in that, and the idea of Obama giving Putin the world domination superpower status, the idea of promoting a concept of that, you tack that in with Supreme Court Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes writing the opinion in the Supreme Court, I believe it was in 1927, that Virginia law could authorize actually involuntary sterilization of a state custody deemed what are called hereditary imbeciles. And, of course, these eugenic movements went on for years. And, of course, in 1936, there was a famous case, Jack Skinner, convicted of two armed robberies and a chicken theft. And he challenged the Oklahoma Habitual Criminal Sterilization Act. And this promoted actually the state's populace to have sterilization of habitual criminals. And citizens sued on that anyone convicted three times of three crimes of moral turpitude, and they invoked a due process and twisted it in such a way that the Germans during the Second World War used these opinions to develop eugenic movements in Germany. Now, I take exception to the President of the United States saying that we did not alone win the Cold War. Now, it was a process of people going against the Danube Dam. In terms of taking out whole processes of people in other countries next to Germany. And that those floods of communist people went into other countries. And when I looked at the KGB, I saw death. Obama, he hasn't seen anything. I'm sorry, folks, but he's out of bounds. I'll come back at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and we're on republicbroadcasting.org. And the June figures for jobs lost is 467,000, according to government figures. And how that fits into the big picture we're going to talk about in the next few minutes. We have David from California. David, are you there?
I am. Morning, doctor.
Yes.
Hey, you know, I was going to talk about something similar to what you were just finishing up about, and I guess I'll just find a way to tie it in. You know, one of the biggest problems with the economy that we see is that, you know, anybody that comes out of any kind of business school knows that they should not only put together if they want to start up a business, they not only should put together a one-year plan, but they should put together a five-year plan, a 10-year business plan. And if they can keep to it, that's going to give them a better credit rating with their bank or, you know, the institution that they're going to be working with. And so the idea that you were talking about Obama and the Cold War there, and, you know, if you just look at it, I think his phrase was that everybody won when the Cold War ended. I think that it's right along those lines. Not only did everybody in Europe not have to be hunkered down and, you know, prepare for the worst because the Russians might or the Soviet Union might invade Europe, but all of a sudden everybody could ease up. Everybody in Russia didn't have to starve because they had to dedicate everything toward weaponry. Everybody in Europe could ease up and they didn't have to dedicate everything toward weaponry. And they could develop a real life again. And so everybody did win. And there are, you know, the idea that paranoids can run the country and the real people have to, you know, endure the suffering because a paranoid is running the country. And, you know, much of the Cold War was really pretty much based on that. And I'm just wondering if you've been looking at the way that the budgets are set up in terms of cost effectiveness. You know, it seems to me that what we're facing is that we're being told that life itself is not cost effective and that certain people have to die or certain people are expendable in many of these so-called economic models. And that sure doesn't speak right to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's exactly the way they are calculated. Life is not cost effective. And the whole process in the model is based upon I did a show on Call the Reference Man, which was last year, which I discussed in detail how the amount of percentages of contribution by your body parts to the carbon footprint, plus your resources, plus your knowledge, plus your birth, plus your age, was all calculated into the Reference Man. And the Reference Man, of course, came out of France, which was part of the mathematical calculations that were used in the World Health Organization for the dissemination of millions of people in Africa. That was the original one, because when I was with the World Health Organization, we used that model to determine the life and death issues of the people who would receive salt, water, or sugar.
Sure, yeah. Sure.
And so the of course you notice that I'm on radio and not in the government anymore. but I take my life in my hands every time I come on here. People need to understand that your call is absolutely critical from another point. You've opened up your point was that if you have a business, you have a 5-year plan. You go to a bank and you say, "This is my plan. This is what I have in mind. These are my adjustable costs, variable costs, fixed costs, and this is my break even. My profit percentage is going to be ameliorated over a period of time, which will be based upon the gross national product and the interest rate. And this is assuming that everything is equal, that the stock market remains intact, that the political system will support my idea that I be in business. And number two, that I have an opportunity to, quote, the key word is to expand. And I will make you, Bank X, a lot of money, you know? Now, you know that's right, David.
Sure.
You know? Now, the way we have it set up now is we do not have a life worth in terms of ourselves. We have to create corporations as separate entities in order to represent protection against the United States government, and now, based upon the Supreme Court, against other governments that will be ruling against us in corporate law.
Yeah, and that's the madness of every, you know, as I see it, the sort of business structure that we're being locked into. For example, just in terms of the laws of physics or the laws of nature, you know, somebody that's living in a jungle with a certain, you know, certain sort of lush life, shouldn't and then you've got other people in the world who are living in a desert and they have to live life very Spartan and very you know, close to the bone. So to demand that that both of those different types of societies should live up to an interest rate that's set in Paris or in London and not base themselves on the laws of nature. So, in other words, somebody that's living in a desert, and if they have an extremely hot summer, the laws of economics that demand that they give over a 5% tribute to of their cash crop to Paris or London just for the honor of surviving, you know, that doesn't work. Interest rates should be based upon a local and regional standard. As opposed to, in fact, even Moses didn't even believe in interest rates. You know, he felt that that they were an insult to God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the idea that the laws of nature are what we truly live by and that we're, you know, little children are being born into this world facing, a lot of crazy arguments, and they're being convinced that interest rates are more important than nature. And that's the traps that we're in. You can see that by the deficits, or you can see by the spiraling medical costs, or by the externalized costs that are dumped on the society from essentially a bunch of leeches that just attach themselves onto various parts of the world and drain all of the economy back to London or Paris and leave those little, you know, towns and villages high and dry. So, you know, it's this idea that we local economies are what people are able to survive with.
That's and right. They have a good idea that, you know, they're going to be talking in the next few hours. It's Sunday, but they're going to be talking in the next few hours in Congress on the idea of having a, quote, stimulus package for small business for America. And the only thing is, what they're not telling the public, what they're really talking about are all the conditions.
Well, and see, that's the whole point. If we're going to – if I don't know if you've you know, you're familiar with the old law of Moses of Jubilee, but essentially it's this concept where every once in a while the money becomes so crazy that you just have to turn the board game over and start over.
That's where they throw the money in the air. I know. Yeah.
Well, sure, and yeah. And it, you know, they've given a Jubilee to AIG and to Morgan Stanley and, you know, all of these big Wall Street con artists, but they didn't give a Jubilee to us.
No.
And we're the living people, and the corporations are not living, but the corporations get a Jubilee, and the humans have to become homeless and starve to fulfill the needs of the projections of the corporate CEOs. So it's, you know, this madness that we have to believe their fake numbers and then, you know, quietly go die underneath a bush is, you know, that's a madness to me. And I could very much appreciate the old law of Moses, the Jubilee, that, you know, if we're going to live by some money system, then we should not insult our children by telling them to just obey some false numbers you know, stop bothering me with your questions. You know, little kids expect something from their parents. They expect to be treated with some dignity and be given a future. And if they can't respect their parents, who can they respect? And when the politicians just seem to succumb to imaginary wants and needs of various corporations, it's very... It's very much an insult to the concept of a civilization.
Oh, hey,
by
sure
the way, have you ever do you do guests once in a while?
Absolutely, and I have a guest list that is now reached 11 guests want to be on this show, and every time we make a change, we have time problems because I'm only on 2 hours on Sunday.
Well, the one I was going to suggest was a woman named Naomi Klein. She's written a book called The Shock Doctrine. And are you familiar with her?
I've heard the name.
Yeah, she gets on a certain amount of the talk shows. But, for example, she's been on C-SPAN a number of times. And, you know, many of the neocons can't stand her because she's essentially exposing them. But the shock doctrine is essentially that the neocons like the blank check. They don't like to have things, you know, true competition. The neocons have been stacking the deck for years. And the idea that that they always dream up crises so that they get a blank check and that the people get the rug yanked out from underneath them.
That's what Obama's doing now with his crisis mode.
Well, it's kind of interesting because...
We have to go now, David.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I really appreciate you calling. I really do. And you call again, will you?
Yeah, we'll do it.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea, but it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Parker, and we're on republicbroadcasting.org. Call the number is 800-313-9443, and the email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. I was listening to this very interesting call from David from California. I had was going through my mind trying to remember the. In physics, the law of entropy, which is really the second law of thermodynamics, and it's really conserving the driving force for a process. In other words, the idea of entropy in physics, of course, is measuring thermal disorders of a system. In other words, you have a universe, you have a system, and then you have a thermal reservoir, and all of these try to balance each other, but end up in converting energy into a spontaneous process of equilibrium. And the reason I'm bringing this up is that David's call is very much a reflection of the types of thinking people that are out here that are trying to, one, make sense of the fact that what I was going to talk about beginning of the first hour was the concept of how we put forth reasoning to determine exactly what is going on and what is the balance to be able to put forth, for instance, health care. His wording is similar to this new Supreme Court Justice nominee, Sonia Mayer, empathy. And in other words, President Obama has said that he feels little empathy for the rich. I heard him say that. And, of course, this is in the healthcare system, the two-tiered system is really for the wealthy. If you put forth, because millions of employers are going to figure out that they want the employees to pick the government option, because even though employees don't want to do that, the very wealthy, of course, can be able to afford the first class type of health care and will pay it out of their own pocket, and always have. It's always been like that. This brings me to something that is called evidence-based medicine. And evidence-based medicine is the basic formulations that I originally put forth and deciphered on the developing of population control. The quadrupling of the population of age 60 and over by the year 2050, and the idea are questions which I've dealt with on evidence-based medicine, which I've talked about on Parker Pathways. You ask questions like, what are the right measurements for evidence-based medicine? The idea of evidence-based medicine is to put a private payer seeking actually what you might call a rational approach to deciding which medicines to recommend to physicians and reimbursement. And of course, this is going to be part of the central government agency called the Efficiency Competitive Organization, which will control from Washington the kind of functional foods, the type of medicines, the appropriate applications of evidence-based medicine, and how it can be enforced. And, of course, this is all going to be controlled by policies in the United Nations and the World Economic Forum. And the healthcare, you know you're in trouble when you're no longer called a patient but called a stakeholder. This is what the local city councils use as part of the United Nations Agenda 21. And they do have a procedures manual from the United Nations. The mayors do in this country. And they started to call people stakeholders. Shareholders. And listen, if you're drinking water from somebody that's overcharged you by 75% and you have a 60% contamination rate in every part of your body, pancreas, liver, and spleen, from drinking tap water, and you call yourself a shareholder in something, how do you pay it back? You urinate it out of your body. It goes back into the toilet, and then that is processed back into the process of the recycled water that is being used as to make it so-called potable. If you want to talk about a lawsuit against the United States government, read Chloramine Causes Collateral Health Damage that I wrote, and it's on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and you've got your lawsuit. We'll come back at the other end of the break. Parker Pat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecrets2youth.com. That's learnthesecrets2youth.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Pathways, and I just wanted to make a quick mention because of time constraints. The thing is that the idea that the government really wants to have what they call a paperless health care, to have everything on electronic records, and to have the health record on electronics and be able to transfer these pieces of information from one place to another. And they have governments put forth $19 billion to have the electronic health record go toward fruition. There are some advantages to having electronic health records, and the idea of being able to have, for instance, scans and other forms of data that are part of the clinical blood panel to be placed in the exam note and have it on computers is advantageous. You also can have remote medical by telemedicine. You can have difficult cases like cystic fibrosis cases, which are very difficult unless you have all of the processes that you need to make a visualization. You can have discharges with a prescription slip. the real sell point that they're trying to give is the idea you don't have to haul around the x-rays and prescription slips. The only thing they're not talking about is the fact of the implementation of genetic codes, the what are called the undelible amino acid sequences, the blood research that will be done on the development of, you may not like this word, but the word race, this is all going to come down to race. It starts tomorrow morning in the Senate Confirmation Committee room on the Sonia case, where for a future Justice of the Supreme Court. Make no mistake about it. The globalization of healthcare is tied in with a process of doing valuations based upon the evidence-based medicine. And how this could be controlled in a better way is to conduct a paperless, quote, medical record that would be based and confined within codes for that disease rather than toward groups of people and making it pooled information. The government plans to use the Competitive Effectiveness Agency to take pools of information and then give that information locally to see if you're eligible for that care. I just want to tie in a little point that if Congress wishes to not tell the public about the impending bioterrorist attack potentials or the fact of nuclear attacks, which are the way the subtlety is going is that the radio is going to be the focus of communication in the United States from the radiation up to a factor of 1,000. The greatest piece of information the government is going to give to the public is stay indoors. If you're in a large office building, that'll give the substantial protection from gamma radiation. And what are you going to do for water? Now, the whole process of my of the attack on me is the fact that you have these water companies who have ads which say, well, we have this filter, and this is a fact. Well, it doesn't. It's just this glass of water. It doesn't have an expiration date. Well, when I put forth the concept of having an expiration date on the bottled water, because I'm responsible, I help responsibility to put that date on that bottle. When you look at that bottle of water, take your bottles right now and take a look at that date. That date saves your life, folks, because it's a process of not only the fact that these folks who are talking about, well, the plastic degrades and the plastic in the landfill, and this is not good for global warming, which is a piece of BS, and I think it's no social basis. I could do a whole chemical show on the piece of junk science of that is. No, it's the water that's the problem. The thing is that it changes the plastic. It's not the plastic changing the water. Now, particularly if you have younger people, okay, in the scenario, if you were to take the water and place it in on the tongue of someone that was 4 to 13 years of age, but if you did it on a female, all right, you would have a change of the pH of the blood within 2 seconds. If you did that with a male, 4 to 13, you would not have a change of the pH, but you would have a change in the glucose. Now, that's taking it right out of the bottle. If you took the tap water and did that, you would have a 4% increase of kidney infection within a day. And that is not gender specific. So let's say that you have a scenario where the government is trying to work it out on the control of certain people, on the development of medical decisions, on the medical development the medical decision as to what type of care you receive based upon age, basis on the construction of your organs, and the basis of the chemical aspect. It's on electronic record. It's transferred to Milan, Italy. Now, Milan, Italy is one of the core points of the pharmaceutical industry. This is an alphanumeric code. It reaches there. It's coded immediately for the 7 or 10 or up to 20 drugs that are possible. Goes from Milan, Italy to Bombay, India. Those people take the medical record, code it, put it through as to the feasibility of working through if you come under the reference man criteria and parameters. Then it's electronically transferred to the efficiency competitive agency that Obama is creating, and they're creating right now with 7 major computers that are tied into Switzerland. They now determine what your background is, who you are, and what you are. That goes into the code. You add that to the genetic code system on the chromograph. The chromograph, which is based upon a pool of information that's been based from blood that's been taken from newly born infants, which are part of the pilot programs that are going on now. That's calculated in. It is called and using actually the formulation which is used in the law of entropy in physics. That is called the process code. From that will be the determination if you have a probability of life X or extended life XY divided by D, the denominator of being able to determine if you are to live or die based upon all the parameters of what you can receive. You say you place that person hypothetically in a nuclear attack or a bioterrorism attack, of which the most feared, of course, is anthrax, botulism, and the concept of the interrelationship of isometric genetic altered bacteria. So let's say that you have any one of those types of developmental processes within the confines of a bioterrorist attack and a nuclear attack all at the same time, or interrelated within a 20-minute time period. You have now increased the possibility of pancreatitis by 15%, pneumonia by 5%, rectal bleeding within 20% on those two events intersecting. Now this goes into the code in terms of the process of how you develop this. Where do you go? How do you drink? How do you get treated? Those parts of formulations will be placed into the code, and then this my, what I call a benign message over the radio. They're trying to promote little radios and say, we want the public to have this. And the government will tell you where you're to go and how you're to do it. Now, let's jump into the concept of where I wanted to be at the beginning, and chloramine causes cloud health damage. I think bottled water should have a black label, and it should contain on that label the contaminants that it has. But there should be a comparison in what it has with the tap water, which is, to me, a controlled chemical substance, which is has now close to 3,000 trihalomethanes, which are compounds that are the result of the degradation of the other cancerous agent of the bromides and the halides and the mercury that are in the water, and the perchlorates. The perchlorates are in the water, and they're all of these kinds of waters which have been urinated out of human bodies and plus come into the process of the processing plants are now part of the irrigation of the food system. As it stands now, I've integrated out my my formulations to food. Okay? Now, where we are on this, you take that scenario that I've just given, all right, and you place this within the confines of the law case of Massachusetts versus the Environmental Protection Agency. This case was occurring out in 2007, and this was against the greenhouse gases and emissions that would call the endangerment finding. Now, the endangerment finding by the Supreme Court was a result of the determination of being able to say that an air pollutant would be a part of the public health process, which was being controlled in a warfare situation under the Clean Air and Clean Water Act. Now, the EPA director has now taken this, that the ambient concentrations of the greenhouse gases are really below levels, and they're actually going to detect public health effects in a different way. And it won't really direct the impact at public health, so which would be through respiratory avenues and the toxic effects of the chemicals. The EPA director has said that what they've done, what this lady's done, is that now she's cast this whole process of greenhouse gas to be in a variety of ways, or pathways, if you will, which is based on climate change that will affect the public health. And the effects will be noted, of course, in these air qualities, heat waves, spread of disease being increased, and the waterborne pathogens in the water and the distribution of vegetation. And this will lead to what they're going to, instead of the rashes, they're calling it allergenic illnesses, which are really form of very lethal toxic reactions of the human body. Now, which are shown in rashes, forms of other processes of organic changes of the human body. So the idea of the endangerment finding of the water contamination capped into air pollution as an endangerment has now placed a process by which you can say, and the quote that the government will use on the electronic record, that the effect of the treatment, quote, may reasonably be anticipated to harm or not harm. So now we have already in place a concept of radiation casualties, water contamination, and organ changes to all be tied into the cap and trade bill, which will be called under the Waxman, which is called under the Waxman-Markey bill. That passed in the House. Of course, this will cost quite a bit of money. The figure that they're throwing around is $4,300 a year more for each American family. But what they're going to have are called the adjusters. And these adjusters are people that will be a copy of the carbon reduction commitment forces in Britain. And the people that will be part of the auditors, they're going to be called, of course, these will be the white shirts of Obama that are in the bill. They will have warrants without court, and be under the EPA warrant system of the brown shirts with the white shirt group. And they'll have the power to search any private ground, go through any energy bills that you may have, a carbon trading record, and receipt of any suppliers and any form of evidence that can be used as part of the carbon footprint to make up the reference man, which are going to be part of your medical record. So the auditors will be actually granted these authorities to spy on these businesses. And of course, you take the small business stimulus package, which is being discussed as we speak on air, even though it's Sunday, and it reaches on another Senate committee tomorrow. And the whole process is that they can give you stimulus money, but the the auditors will be able to show up at any company doorstep and say, the company numbers for what you're using versus what you're worth versus what is put into the system to determine what you can use is not adding up. So these auditors, of course, in Europe, they wear green jackets. And they go to private businesses, and they're already starting to do this and put forth criminal offenses. Now, when Sonia Mayer gets talked to tomorrow, she's going to be supporting this. We'll come back at the other end of the break for our final 5 minutes.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
This is Parker Pathways and Dr. Wynn Parker, and we're on republicbroadcasting.org. And the idea of the Clean Water Act being integrated into the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, which is called the stimulus package, has a phrase and section which many of the lawmakers in Congress did not read, is that the wording is that not less than 50% of the capitalization grants for each state received shall be used to promote assistance for additional subsidization in the form of forgiveness of principal, negative interest loans, grants, or combination of these. And it's considered by the council of mayors, the people in the city councils, the state legislatures, that they like the idea of forgiveness in the terms of the loans that are going to be given out. Now, the time frame of integrating cap and trade health care all at the same time, the reason that they were in such a rush to have this passed is the fact that they didn't want you to know what was in that bill. And so the Senate version needs to be sought after, and the senators, if they pass this socialistic piece of junk, the whole process, of they need to be voted out. And a good example that you can keep track of to watch the model that is being used as an explanation of how to have the redistribution of wealth with water, food, and medicine. They're in Sacramento, California. The United States government is wanting to buy foreclosed homes, convert them in, and have them in free for the people that are disadvantaged and work it through. Anyone that has owned property knows that you're going to have your property trashed in a period of a short time based upon human nature. The scenario I've given you, in real-world terms, 80% of it is already in place. What I've given you is the scenario in this hour. Like it or not, that is the fact, and it should be stopped. People should be in the streets. You talk about tea parties. I call them tea and water parties is what they should be called. Have them listen to Parker Pathways. The water being controlled by the rate and utility monopolies. Foreign governments who own our water districts should be challenged. City councils and water boards should be sued point blank for even being on the board and violating legislative and constitutional law, not implementing their decisions. And when they say they don't have anything to do with it, they're lying. And what should happen in the terms of this? We don't have it in this country. Article 3, Section 3 of the United States Constitution. You need two witnesses or a confession in open court concerning treason. We should have a policy which we don't have in this country called constructive treason, imputed to a personality for his crime or conduct and the course of actions through his deeds, taking severally, do not amount to actual treason, but is constructive treason. That's what these congresspeople should be sued upon, and the people in this country that are running our country locally should be sued upon. Constructive treason, they should be voted out. You listen to Parker Pathways, republicbroadcasting.org. Support our troops and support the station and support the concept of America. This is America. This is not the after the Cold War baloney that we were fed. God bless America. See you next week. Parker Pathway.
With recent internet.